This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
One of the most astonishing things that we have learned in the last week or so is that FBI agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were complicit in leaking classified information to the media so that the media would publish stories on that information so that then the FBI could go to the FISA court and say, look, see, this is in the media. This is more evidence that we have to have a secret spying warrant on Trump campaign officials. In other words, the FBI leaked information to the press to get the press to publish stories so that the FBI could cite those very same stories in the FISA court documents to get a FISA warrant approved. The fact that this was happening, this has all come out in the text, the Peter Strzok text and Lisa Page and how they were conspiring and planning how to leak at what time and what day to which newspaper, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, you name it. This was all plotted by the FBI. What this shows is that the FBI is a corrupt... How do you even say it? The FBI has lost all credibility to anyone who's paying attention. The FBI has committed credibility suicide. And you have to bring into question now every investigation the FBI has ever conducted. This is the big, big story here. This is so far beyond just the election of 2016, the Trump administration, the so-called Russia collusion, which is a total hoax created by the DOJ and the FBI. The FBI has been faking prosecutions and warrants for decades. There is no question about this. The FBI is a corrupt criminal organization itself. It doesn't mean that every person inside the FBI is a criminal, because many of them aren't. And again, I know some who are good people, but as a whole, the FBI has become a criminal, abusive, lawless organization itself that targets people first and then creates the evidence to prosecute them and indict them or investigate them. This is what the FBI has become. It is a political weapon to be used against targeted political opponents. The FBI is no longer a Federal Bureau of Investigation. It is a Federal Bureau of Persecution of selected political targets or even selected citizens that they want to go after. They are clearly given marching orders to say, go after this guy, John Doe, and then find a crime. Find something that John Doe has done wrong. Find a process crime. Find a tax crime. Find a regulatory oversight crime. Find something and then charge them with that and prosecute, indict, or go and arrest all of the people around your target and threaten them with jail time if they don't turn on your target and fabricate fake accusations and so on. This is how it's all done. And the other thing you got to realize here, even from a scientific perspective, the FBI has been faking crime lab results for decades. For example, the FBI used to run a hair analysis lab, and they would do hair matching of suspects. They would say, oh, look, here's a strand of hair from the crime scene. And then the FBI would have the super secret hair analysis lab, and they would say, oh, yeah, this is a perfect match for this suspect over here. They did this for years. They got convictions on this for years. I mean, decades. Well, it turns out that hair analysis is total quack science. There is no scientific basis whatsoever to match the hair of a suspect with the hair collected from the scene using microscopy or other methods that the FBI was using. The whole realm of hair analysis science was totally made up, complete fiction by the FBI. And this has come out in the last few years. It's been exposed. In fact, some cases have been overturned. And I think there were some whistleblowers that came out, if I'm remembering correctly, who came out and said that they've been faking the hair analysis lab test results for years. It doesn't mean anything. It's just another way to get convictions of people who are innocent and similar types of things. I mean, the hair analysis was total quack science. Now, you might think, well, what about fingerprints, man? Fingerprints are for sure 100%. Fingerprints, they're like snowflakes. No two fingerprints are alike, right? This is what you've been told. This is what the TV shows show you. This is the common belief. Well, guess what? It's nonsense. It's total nonsense. There is no scientific basis whatsoever for any belief that no two fingerprints are alike. In fact, there are already cases of multiple people who share the exact same fingerprints. Fingerprints are not unique. Fingerprints are not a form of identity. And when the FBI uses a fingerprint to say that, aha, it is absolutely that person, that is not a scientific basis. Fingerprints, again, cannot identify a unique individual. Whatever fingerprint they get from a crime scene could apply to more than one person. And that is a scientific fact that is now coming out and being widely acknowledged. And again, the FBI is still convicting people based on fingerprints, even though fingerprint science is mostly bogus. You know, they say, oh, you've got the swirls here. You've got the angles and the lines. And then they say, well, nobody else on the planet could have that same set of swirls and lines and angles. Nonsense. It's just a matter of, you know, there are billions of people on the planet. Sooner or later, there are going to be people who have the same exact fingerprints. And there are. And it's already been shown scientifically. But the FBI doesn't want you to know. The media barely talks about it. It's the same thing as the hair analysis quackery. This is total science quackery by the FBI. Well, if hair analysis is bogus and fingerprint analysis is bogus, and most of the people they go after are for political reasons anyway, and they just fabricate evidence against people, what is the FBI actually doing that's real? I mean, I suppose the FBI, and wait a minute, they're also out there creating terror plots and then recruiting people to play the role of a terrorist so the FBI can stop that plot and then claim they stop terrorists. So the FBI is running the domestic terrorism programs and recruiting people and creating the bombs or the simulated bombs and the attack vans and aircraft and drones and everything else. This is well documented. New York Times did a big piece on this. So I ask you, what is the FBI actually doing other than faking evidence and running its own domestic terror plots? Is the FBI actually stopping any actual bad people? And the answer probably is yes. Surely the FBI is also investigating and stopping, I don't know, kidnappers, people who try to do ransom or blackmail or maybe child molesters or serial killers. I don't know. There's got to be some actual bad people that the FBI is stopping. So I'm not denying that. But is that even 50% of what the FBI does? I don't know. Because it seems like more and more the FBI is just in the business of faking evidence and targeting political opponents and fabricating fake stories in the media and getting approval for spying warrants that are totally unconstitutional and completely illegal. The FBI is a lawless organization that is a criminal operation itself. That's what has become apparent. The FBI needs to be investigated. The FBI is violating federal law every day. And yet nobody has been held accountable inside the FBI or the DOJ. So what I'm looking for is the big shift where we need to see mass arrests of FBI people, DOJ people, State Department people, federal people, mass arrests of them. But who's going to arrest them? There's the question. Who's going to arrest the federal law enforcement investigators and enforcers? And the only answer to that has got to be the people. So interesting times are coming. I can see a scenario where people are flooding Washington, D.C. to defend their nation and defend their president, and that they engage in mass arrests of corrupt FBI, DOJ, State Department officials. I can see that actually happening. I'm not predicting it, and I'm not advocating. I'm not calling for it. But I can see it happening under the right circumstances, because the FBI is so corrupt, it is such a criminal operation, who trusts the FBI anymore? I've lost all faith in the FBI, and I used to be pro-FBI. Not anymore. Their reputation is gone. You can't trust them one bit. Everything they do is fake now, including their fake lab, crime science, whatever that is. And I run a science lab. I know the difference between real science and fake science. What the FBI is doing is fake forensic science. Just to smear people, just to get convictions of people who are innocent in many cases. It's very sad. Got a website called FBICorruption.news. Check that out. Also, DeepState.news, which you'll find interesting. You can hear more of my podcasts at real.video or read my website, newstarget.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.